From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, the Oakland City Council meeting right now. Will they vote to add more police officers? Good afternoon. I'm Lynn Keats.
And I'm Ann Mack. KPIX 5's Jocelyn Moran joins us live now from the newsroom. She's been monitoring this meeting. Any decision yet?
No, not quite yet. We are keeping a close eye on that city council meeting. On the agenda is an item to adopt a resolution to reallocate funding from various departments to Oakland Police for two additional police academies. And actually, right now, public comment is still going on. We've heard from residents in favor of this, as well as residents against this, saying that this is not the solution. Right now, there are 676 sworn officers with the Oakland Police Department. That's the lowest number in a decade and below the voter backed Measure Z that requires at least 678 sworn officers. Just this year in Oakland, there have been 129 homicides and nearly 600 shootings. In addition to this city council meeting happening now, the Oakland Chinatown Chamber of Commerce just wrapped up a press conference. They talked on the fear and concern residents are living through right now. Take a listen.
It has not been easy because we find that no one is safe and no place is safe. On the streets, on the freeways, businesses, even at your own home. Anybody can become, you know, victims of crime, and that is not acceptable for many, many of us.
So as you can see, just a lot of concern from Oakland residents right now. And as we mentioned, that city council meeting is still going on. Of course, we will keep you updated. Live in the newsroom, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
And we brought you the Oakland News Conference live on CBSN Bay Area. We're streaming 24 hours a day on the KPIX app.
Breaking news, an Amazon server outage is causing major problems for some websites right now. That outage was confirmed by the company about an hour ago. Sites like Disney Plus, Netflix, and Slack are all reporting issues. Amazon says it is right now working on a solution.
Right now, San Jose police are searching for the driver in a deadly hit and run. Someone walking near the intersection of Tully and Quimby Road was hit and killed last night. You can see what appears to be a cart with the victim's belongings in that intersection. So far, no description of the vehicle involved. This is the city's 21st pedestrian death this year. And in Oakland, the Christmas tree in Jack London Square went up in flames. Investigators say arson is to blame. The suspect was seen riding away from the area on a bike early yesterday morning. About 15% of the decorated tree was damaged. But at this point, Saturday's lighting ceremony is still a go.
To the coronavirus now, the drug regulator for the European Union is endorsing mixing different brands of vaccines. That comes as COVID cases continue to rise in Europe. The agency says mixing doses can increase protection rates, but more research is needed to understand the full impact.
Back here in the Bay Area, a new study shows COVID-19 infections declined in Marin County, even as schools there reopened for in-person learning. The study in the National Medical Journal, Curious, tracked attendance at 77 kindergarten through eighth grade schools in the county. This was from September of 2020 to January of this year. Researchers say cases only spiked in Marin County when the students went on holiday breaks. Dr. Michaela George of San Rafael had this to say, quote, "It shows that when schools follow the advice of their local public health officials and there is a good collaboration with local educators, kids can stay safe in the classroom." Developing news, President Biden just held a critical call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And reporter Natalie Brand has details about what the two discussed and how the U.S. could potentially respond if Russia invades Ukraine.
President Biden laid a wreath at the World War II memorial to mark the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, ahead of his high-stakes call Tuesday morning with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Good to see you again.
U.S. intelligence has warned of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine as soon as January, with 90,000 Russian troops gathered at the border, a move Russia also took in 2014 prior to invading Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula.
This buildup is concerning to us. It is still not entirely clear what Mr. Putin's intentions are. We don't believe that conflict is inevitable here, and that there is time and space, and there's room for diplomacy here to reach the best possible outcome.
The president is expected to warn President Putin there will be real costs if Russia invades Ukraine.
This is the moment for Russia to pull back their military buildup at the border.
The White House says the range of options being discussed includes economic sanctions. The president also spoke to key European allies Monday night to coordinate how they could respond.
We have made clear to Moscow that we will respond resolutely, including with a range of what we have called high-impact economic measures that we've refrained from using in the past.
In addition to Ukraine, Presidents Biden and Putin are expected to talk about cybersecurity and construction of a key gas pipeline from Russia into Europe. Natalie Brand, CBS News, The White House.
U.S. intelligence sources say it is still unclear whether Russian President Putin has made a decision on whether or not to attack Ukraine.
In just a few hours, the Pleasanton City Council will discuss expanding smoking restrictions in private homes. This will include townhomes, condos, and buildings with three or more attached units. The council hopes this proposal will help address the health impacts of secondhand smoke. The new restrictions would include no smoking in common areas like hallways, lobbies, playgrounds, or parking lots.
The state could soon charge you a lot more green to keep your grass green. The state water board releasing a draft of proposed fines for wasting water. Some could be facing fines of up to $500. Governor Newsom's pleas to conserve water by 15% over 2020 levels are falling short, with Californians only conserving 5%. The new regulations would be implemented on an emergency basis and expire within 9 months. State water regulators are going to hear public comments on these rules December 23rd and then vote on them January 4th. Today marks 80 years since the attack on Pearl Harbor.
30 survivors will be in Hawaii to honor fellow service members and civilians who lost their lives that day. More than 2,400 servicemen and civilians died on December 7th, 1941. 21 ships were sunk or severely damaged, and more than 300 planes were destroyed. The U.S. declared war on Japan the next day, launching the U.S. into World War II.
I had someone give me a few instructions on how to handle ammunition, so I passed ammunition during the Pearl Harbor attack.
Also participating in this year's remembrance, so-called Rosies, women inspired by the Rosie the Riveter campaign, aimed at encouraging women to help with the war effort by working in factories.
And later today, there will be a moment of remembrance at the CSU East Bay campus in Concord. The university is going to host a lighting ceremony for the Mount Diablo beacon. It is the 58th year that beacon will be lit to commemorate the attack at Pearl Harbor. The event kicks off with a viewing of the new USS Arizona exhibit at 3 this afternoon, and then wraps up with that beacon lighting at sunset.